Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Prescott's in the gun, third and five, four-man rush, pressure, spins away from a sack, and then he is buried. The leading sacking team in the league, and the Greenville, Texas native John Franklin Myers just overwhelmed him. That protection just fell apart for a loss of 13.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is this going to be the whole season on the inevitable March to 8-8-1? Perhaps you think it's 7-9-1. Whatever the case may be. I believe this was ESPN, maybe it was Sports Illustrated. So we talked about it going in. I think, Corey, you said 8-9. For the Cowboys, or 9-8?
I had 9-8. Okay. I have my chart actually mapped out. I'm exactly where I said I would be except for the tie.
Except for the tie.
Yeah.
And so I also thought 9-8. And you look at yesterday. So you win at Denver. You could have sent a message. I know they had their miraculous comeback, but they were still 5-2. And instead, you go back to Cowboys form. You give up your longest run of the season. Bo Nix has four touchdown passes. If it was eight, I would have believed it as well. Dak Prescott got intercepted twice while the number one offense was held in check. Offensive line certainly didn't help with that. Cowboys now lost eight in a row to Denver. And you can look at it now, and I'm sure some people felt like this, but you look at it now and you're like, well, of course they did. Because that's what they have done so often, and that might be what they're lined up to do again this season. And I wonder if we're going to have all these highs and lows just inevitably end up at 8-8-1.
Okay, so Kevin, this everybody has to face this reality right now. Talent wise, you're not a good defense. You don't have the players defensively to be able to do what you need to do. That's a combination of big whiffs in the draft and downright malpractice and neglect in free agency.
Yep.
Like that's the Cowboys have screwed their defense over by going, we'll wait on DeMarvion Overshown.
Yeah.
And Mozzie will be fine. We don't have to do anything there. We'll just wait until he gets good. Like these.
You know, Tom Landry said, I don't know if you ever heard this quote, that it's the third year you have to wait for that defensive lineman. Here we are.
I feel like you can kind of figure it out.
So he's hitting,
it doesn't
right?
always have to be that.
Oh, okay.
Just whenever your guy hasn't done it in the first 2 years, you got to start using that.
Gotcha.
This is the life we've chosen.
It is.
I know. We need to play that other kid.
Talking about
how he hates this team.
The way I look at it, and this, we all, like, I feel like eight games in is a pretty good dose of understanding what you really are.
Right.
There are five tiers, not streaming down my face. There are five tiers that are good, bad, teams.
Okay.
Three, you're either really good or really bad. Those are the top and bottom tiers.
Okay.
In the middle, it's mediocre, and it's separated into three different tiers there.
Okay.
You either are above mediocre, mediocre, or sub-mediocre. a team that can beat bad teams cannot beat good teams and cannot beat above mediocre teams, ooh, you're a bad team.
Oh, no.
And your talent on the defensive side of the ball is bad. You can become a mediocre team with one defensive addition, but you have to upgrade a lot in a variety of areas before you can be above mediocre. And that's where the Cowboys are right now. That's like, this team is a sub-mediocre team that if they make the trade to add a defensive player, they're still mediocre. Maybe they go to above mediocre just a little bit, but they are sub-mediocre right now. And that's the reality. So, Kevin, yes, if it's going to be destined to be an 8-8-1 team, 8-8-1 would tell you that you were mediocre.
Yeah.
But if you can't beat mediocre teams, let alone just above mediocre teams, then you are below that. And your record is, it just kind of tells you, yeah, you're in that area. You're in that window, but you're one of the bottom of the mediocre teams because of the losses that you sustain. I'll take that. When you look at your schedule and say, did we beat good teams? No. Did we beat bad teams? All of your wins so far are against teams that have losing records.
I hate this team.
So you understand.
Oh, I get that.
That, exactly. Like you understand that you are one of the sub-mediocre. Anybody in that parody that Jerry's always talking about, it is exactly that. Every once in a while, you'll get an outlier, really good teams that have all, they're chock full of talent, got great coaching, they got all the good things going on. And then you'll get the outliers of the really bad teams, the Jets, the Bengals, like the teams that are in that window, that just, they can't beat anybody. But then there's that trio of, where are you in that mix? Because you could get a chance if you're just above mediocre, but this team is not.
Hey, shut up. The teams we beat have won 6 games.
How many have they lost?
17. Okay. And Washington is a 10.5-point underdog tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels logical.
And they didn't have 3 receivers.
Yes.
You were able to do what you wanted to offensively against them.
So it feels logical to say we'll probably be 6-18. And you know what's really weird about this all? And then you have a tie in a game that you could have definitely won. You have a tie against the team with the best record in the NFC. That doesn't make any sense. How?
Yeah, it does.
Because that's the Cowboy way?
That game specifically, you leveled up for that one game. Kevin, in Super Mario Brothers, when Mario would get the mushroom and he'd go nuts, like you leveled up for that one game because it was against Micah. That's why I ask Jerry this a lot. When are you going to go in there and be a real son of a bee? You know, I've asked him that. Like, they play whenever they realize that Jerry has something on the line and he needs their help. Hey, I traded Micah away, and the team said, we'll respond for you.
Yeah.
Clock guy didn't in that instance, and now we have a tie, obviously. But, like, they will respond. They're just too much. Yeah, they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL, and you tied them. You tied them.
Yeah,
and you got more games coming up, Kevin, where it's just going to the water in the ceiling is starting to build up, and at some point it's just going to against the Detroit, all these other teams, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here?
And so here in lies, first of all, I think that sound effect is a good description. Here's what's going to happen, and you can almost see it as already being done. You're going to win on Monday Night Football against Arizona because Arizona is not very good. Plus, you're playing at home. And then you're going to head into the bye week.
Has Kyler ever lost in AT&T Stadium?
Ooh.
Are we still at that point where he hasn't lost a game at AT&T?
Are you sure he's going to play?
That's a good point.
And so I think you're going to win that game, which is not what you want for the big picture of this franchise. That's just me.
Because you
personally
go into the bye week with all these like dreams.
Not only the bye week, but the next day is the trade deadline. And so once again, could you fool yourself into thinking, hey, we're 4-4-1. We just made an upgrade. We're coming off the bye. We're playing against a terrible Las Vegas team. Those are the teams that we feast on. And that therein lies a little bit of the problem if you look at the schedule. Like, I know that November schedule around Thanksgiving is going to punch you in the face. But the next two teams that you play, they have a combined record of 4-10. These are the teams that you usually feast against. And I hope, I know Jerry said like what would happen in the game would not necessarily impact his thought process on how
we'll
to make
all in.
I know on how to make the team better. I really hope that it does, because maybe you destroy Arizona because you're awesome at home and you're awesome on beating up against crap opponents. And then maybe Overshown really does come back for that Monday Night Football game, and maybe you beat up on another crap opponent. All of a sudden, you're 5-4-1, and they feel justified about if they did anything at the trade deadline. But realistically,
so you don't have the feeling that if you just hang around, no, that you can.
No, look,
things can turn around.
And that's why most of the year I have not really wanted to make moves with those. Just in general, but certainly not with those top draft picks. I think the right thing to do for the health of your franchise overall is to just wait. I don't think people are going to stop talking about the Cowboys next year just because you have another crap season. We've seen it before. And guess what? Everybody still talks about the Cowboys, because let's say you make a trade and you get Overshown back. Now you're 5-4-1. Rock on. Do you honestly think, here's your rest of your schedule: host Philly, host Kansas City, at Detroit, host Minnesota, host the Chargers, at Washington, at New York. You think down the stretch you're going 5-2 to finish the season at 10-6-1? Because if you do, if you honestly do, and I kind of think that the front office honestly does think that, then I understand why you're going to go for it. But I think if we're all being real with ourselves, that ain't going to happen. And that's why making whatever move for especially a one-year player that will be gone after this year, I think would be hugely problematic and very, very short-sighted.
All right, Kevin, if you were going to go 5-2, let's that stretch there, if you were going to go 5-2, which teams are you beating? Giants and Washington on the road? Maybe the Chargers?
I think maybe Minnesota.
Maybe Minnesota?
Because those are home games, so you'd have to beat at
least either the Chiefs, Eagles, or Lions.
Yeah, and you might have to win two of those games. I don't see it, because as much as I thought they looked kick-ass against Washington, it was without their three best players. You throttled the Jets. The Jets are terrible. You needed, thank God for Brandon Aubrey, to beat the New York Giants, and they still don't look good. Even when they switched out their quarterback, they've had plenty of their own struggles. So the thought that you're going to beat Philly, beat Kansas City, go on the road and beat Detroit, nonsense.
I do, because somebody said it wouldn't matter because Eberflus is still your coordinator.
It seems like they're pretty dug in.
I am kind of curious on the front of, does he have NFL players on his side of the football?
And that's, so like,
if you gave him NFL players on his side of the football, is he better, or did you buy him to make your players NFL players?
Which that,
because right now they don't look like an NFL defense.
That feels like a mistake. But
like, I feel like your whole goal is to litter the side of the ball with as much talent as you possibly can. so that you can be in position to make a move that would say, yeah, that'll put us over the top for that 5-2 stretch at the end of the game.
And that's a way more terrifying prospect, right? And that's why so many people say fire Eberflus, because you're hoping like, hey, we can make that one
move.
Somebody
else has a magic wand. Yeah.
Because if you don't, the harder move to pay attention to is, hey, I'm glad you got Deron Bland, but what else is happening out there? Safety's getting injured all the time. And when they're not injured, are they really that great? Trayvon Diggs, maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't, but his heart or maybe his skill level because of the injuries doesn't really seem to be into it. Hey, Marshawn Nealand, are you still on this football team? Hey, Dante Fowler, that one game was awesome against, I think, the Jets. Where have you been all of these other times? Are we really depending on Shamar James, the fifth round pick, to take over and do everything like that? You've already mentioned Mozzie Smith. We've talked about that. So, like, that's way more intimidating to think about, because then all of a sudden you're like, hey, we got two extra first round picks. Who's making those picks?
Let's go.
And how are they going
to
do
it? We're going to need to break those down into multiple third round picks so that we can fill the defense up with more players.
Okay, because otherwise people are going to be thinking, let's take more Marshawn Nealands. Let's take more Mozzie Smiths.
We need more offensive linemen.
Yes, that is true.
You
need
the
a right and a left
and
tackle. Well, we got Nate Thomas ready to roll. Let's see if they'll end up deploying him. But yeah, you have a lot of issues. I know that's not the way. I know that's not what's going to happen with Steven today, with Jerry tomorrow. You just say, hey, we got people coming back. We're going to turn it around, and you got to execute and everything like that.
If we can get this win against Arizona, then we can get to the bye week and reassess where we are and then make a big push on the other side.
And I'm not saying they're the only team that does this, because they're most definitely not. But I kind of wish that internally, at least, they would be like, this team is not good enough. Maybe trade off a couple of people and continue to stockpile draft picks and then figure it out from there. Because I don't think this way works at all. Okay, well, I gave it a shot, Jerry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.